Today, we will read Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 50. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, help us to understand what we read. Help us to see what it is that you are trying to say to our lives. Lord, I pray that your Spirit would guide our minds, open our heart, to receive your word, and that it would take root, and it would grow, and that, Lord, you would use your word to change our lives. Use your word to make us more like you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 50. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were, because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant, and were afraid to ask him about it. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet, because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last, and the servant of all." He took a little child, whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." "Teacher," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop, because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said, "for no one who does a miracle in my name can, in the next moment, say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly, I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to the Messiah, will certainly not lose their reward. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die, and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves. Be at peace with each other." Okay, in today's reading, Jesus first begins by predicting his death a second time. He has already told them once that he was going to die and come back to life. And at this point, they still don't understand. And I think they don't understand who he is and what his purpose is. And you see that again in what they are arguing about. They are arguing about who is the greatest. And in some ways, they might be talking about, oh, Jesus is going to be the Messiah. He will be the king, and one of us will be his right-hand man. Who is going to be the greatest? Who is going to have the most power when Jesus is the king? And so they're arguing about who is the greatest. And once again, Jesus tells them that, no, you're not getting it. You need to look at it this way instead. Whoever is least among you is the greatest. It's not about having power. It's about how God uses you. And he's not looking for someone to be powerful, for someone to be recognized, for someone to be famous. He's looking for those who will serve, those who will put themselves last and others first. Those are the greatest in God's kingdom. And so Jesus says, anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. Next, John talks about the fact that they had seen someone driving out demons and doing things in the name of Jesus. But they stopped him. They said, oh, that guy's not one of us. He is not one of the close followers of Jesus. So he's not one of us. And Jesus says, no, if you're not against me, you're for me. That just because this man was not one of the closest 12 followers, he still was a follower of Jesus. I think with both of these things, oftentimes we get very self-centered. We start to look at ourselves and wanting ourselves to be greater than other people when we are called to serve. And then here, we think, oh, we are better than other people. And Jesus says, no, you're all part of my kingdom and followers of me. And I think he's trying to deal with some pride that is happening in the disciples, in his followers, that they seem to be thinking, oh, I am better than other people. And so he's dealing with that. And so he says, no, that these other people are my followers as well. And that people who follow God, who serve God, they will be rewarded. Even if it's just simply giving a cup of water in the name of Jesus, serving Jesus through serving others and meeting their needs, that they will be rewarded. And so then he goes on and he warns them, be careful that you do not cause others to stumble, others to fall, that you do not do things that leads them to destruction. If you do, you must be careful. It would be better for you if someone tied a large, large stone, very heavy, around your neck and threw you into the sea. What would happen? Well, you would go to the bottom and die. And Jesus is saying it would be better for you to die than to cause someone else to stumble, to sin. He goes on and talks about if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. Your foot, your eye. It's better for you to cut these things off and go into heaven without them than it is for you to keep them and commit sin and not go to heaven. It's interesting that in verse 33, he says, it is better for you to enter life maimed with two hands than, or to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell. But the idea of entering life, that our life does not end at death, that when we die, we are really entering life. We are entering eternal life that will not end. Or we are entering eternal death in hell that will not end. And so Jesus is saying, be careful. Make sure that you are seeing what is truly important. And he warns them to get rid of anything that causes them to stumble. Now, I would not say that you need to go get a knife and cut off body parts. That's not what he's talking about. What I really think he's saying is, if there is something in your life that makes you sin, something that causes you to sin, you must get rid of it completely. Not just, oh, I will not do that. Get rid of it completely. One example that I think of is an example of someone who is an alcoholic or a drug addict. They need to completely get rid of that. If there are people that cause them to go in that direction, they need to stop those relationships. They don't need to have a little bit of alcohol or drugs in their apartment just in case, and saying, oh, I'm not going to drink them, but I'll just keep them here. No! Get rid of it. Put it away completely so that it does not pull you back away from God. There are other sins as well. Things that cause you to sin, to go against God. Whether it is alcohol that causes you to become drunk and then do bad things, or maybe it is other things that cause you to commit sexual sins, whether it is looking at things on the internet or movies that cause you to sin sexually. Whatever that is, get rid of it. Don't even keep a little bit of it in your life, because it can draw you away from God and consume you and can destroy your life. And he says, completely cut it out and don't even give it a chance to tempt you, to make you sin. So whatever that is, find ways to completely get it out of your life. You see, we need to look at this eternally. There are things that might be enjoyable for a moment, but they lead us away from God. They destroy our family. They destroy us. It's better to just say, no, I'm not going to have any part of that, than to allow something to get into your life and destroy you. Jesus offers freedom from whatever that is, whether it is drugs or alcohol, or addiction to sex and pornography, or whatever it might be. Jesus wants you to be free. He does not want anything to control your life apart from God. God is the one who controls us, who we think about, that we serve. So if there is something in your life that is keeping you from God, get rid of it completely. It's better to think about God than to keep just these little sins and saying, oh, it's small, it's not important. No. If it is keeping you from God, if it is wrong in any way, get rid of it and follow God with your whole heart. Lord, I pray that you would help us today. First, help us not to be proud. Help us to look at others and find ways to serve them. Find ways to give ourselves for them. To put others first. Lord, I pray that in our own lives, if there are things that are keeping us from you, that we would get rid of them. In the same way, if there are things that are keeping others from you, that we would get rid of it. Lord, I pray that you would help us put you first and not ourselves. Help us follow you with all that we are. Help us die to ourselves, that, Lord, I am no longer important. You are most important in my life. And get rid of anything that might keep me from you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.